Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We got to consider that.
It's embarrassing, but we are who we are. We're not a very good team, but we're 3-1 somehow. And we got all the voters fooled, thinking we're pretty good.
Jaworski Lane at 275 pounds showed a heck of a lot of athletic ability.
All right, let's talk some college football, John. Week 9 in college football. For some reason, we have a really great game, Ohio State, Penn State, in the 11 a.m. window, at least for me. I know for you, that's the noon window. I have 36 holes of golf on the schedule for Saturday, so this is going to be a stream the game in the golf cart situation. Not opposed to that. Never have been, never will be. But a little, I kind of wish this game would be flexed into the night window where we get Michigan State and Michigan as the ABC game, and the Wolverines 22.5-point favorites in that one.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stinker, but I will say I don't mind on Halloween weekend, and you know we only have so many more years of going out Saturday night of holiday weekend or True. Halloween weekend, but I plan on doing something social on Saturday evening, and I don't mind just going ahead and like not having to pay too much attention to whatever it is the Wolverines are inflicting on Sparty. Yeah, that's gonna be bad. But yeah, I mean, to your point though, like the best game of the weekend, it is a little bit funky when it's the first one that start things off. But that's been the whole theory with you know the Fox Big Noon Saturday. So it's a good get for them. It's gonna be a good game. Penn State historically has been like the one team that really does consistently challenge Ohio State. They don't always beat them, but they usually mm-hmm. play them pretty close. This one in Happy Valley, so. Interested to see how that one shakes out for sure.
You sent me an interesting question earlier this week of, which of these three teams is in the worst position, or as some would say, is down bad the most? Auburn, Nebraska, or Texas A&M? And to me, it's Nebraska because it feels like they've been in this for so long, and they've really had no success at all since the 90s. And, you know, the 90s to them are recent enough that, you know, not only it's not like they just had this big 1 year and, you know, won the title like Auburn, where it was kind of, you know, you bet a good program, but then you have this one great year. It's like they were the program in the 90s. And to go from that to where they are now, to me, that's kind of a tougher pill to swallow. And it feels like they keep finding ways to sink lower and lower, you know, with each passing year and each passing coaching hire.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about it when we were breaking this down, and you brought up the good point that, you know, unlike these SEC West teams in particular, the Big Ten West hasn't really had a consistent juggernaut. Like mm-hmm. it's been winnable. It's been a division that Northwestern has represented.
Yeah, can't confirm.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's happened. It really did. So that to me, I think would be the frustrating part. And then, you know, you're grasping at your old glory when it comes to Nebraska, having it just be so far away. The Scott Frost thing not working out to the extent that it didn't is kind of like unbelievable. I mean, I thought that was, you couldn't have hit a bigger home run when they hired Frost, you know, coming off that undefeated season at UCF. He's the golden boy of Nebraska. he gets Adrian Martinez, a lot of hype going on. And I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable how badly that played out. So it's a tough scene for them, but I think the case is to be made for the SEC teams. In Auburn's case, you have a dead man walking in Brian Harsin as your coach, and mm-hmm. you're having a bad season. It's not going to get better. You know, you had like one or two pseudo competitive games. You got smashed by Georgia. You've had some other tough ones along the way. And then the guy who is supposed to be your golden boy, Bo Nix, didn't pan out. Not only did he not pan out, he leaves and you have to watch him like enter the Heisman race at Oregon. Mm-hmm. That is, I mean, that is, so not only is your team bad, but the guy who is making your team bad previously is now elevating Oregon back to extreme national relevance. So that's a tough pill to swallow for the Barn. They're going to have to figure out, you know, what they're doing post Harsin, because there's just no way that he's back there next year. And it wouldn't shock me if he's not around by the time that the Iron Bowl comes, if they drop mm-hmm. another game in which, you know, they, one of the few winnable games that they have remaining on their schedule. And then in A&M's case, it's pretty simple. We're seeing the results on the field and they are not matching, you know, what they've been selling everyone, that bill of goods that they've been selling everyone, like they've got all this money and they're going to crush it in NIL. Okay, you crush it in NIL, but like part of the equation there is like you get all these good players to have a good product on the field. Product sucks. It's awful.
Still got to coach them up. You know, you still got to coach them up. They're sitting at 3-4 right now. Some pretty rough losses on that resume. Mississippi State, Appalachian State took the loss to South Carolina last week as well. But I know you got to run here, John. So let's run through your favorite bets of the week.
So my card is not overly full for this week, but I do have a couple. And it's funny, we were just talking about Nebraska. I think they cover 7.5 against Illinois. I think that, you know, Nebraska's offense has gotten a little bit explosive recently. LSU transfer Trey Palmer has been pretty awesome this entire season. So I look for them to keep it respectable and cover that 7.5 number. And I also think that Kentucky is able to cover against Tennessee. I think that, you know, this is Tennessee's in a tough stretch here where, you know, obviously they have the pseudo bye last week against an FCS team, but Bama, and then they got Georgia on the other side of this one. They need to come correct here. And Kentucky, I think, is just really looking to kind of go and just kind of derail this Tennessee season in a way that Tennessee has derailed some good Kentucky seasons of late. And then it's Georgia-Florida weekend. People want to know what I think. Dogs are going to destroy Florida this weekend. It's going to be a taking the paint off type of game. And it's not going to be good for the Gators. I look forward to seeing the message board geniuses screenshots of what's being bandied about on Gators 24/7 and Rivals on Saturday night. I think it's going to be an absolute bloodbath.
Yeah, we'll have to go to you live from the trenches of the SEC message boards for the reaction there. But yeah, Georgia coming in 22.5 point favorites over Florida, total in that one sitting at 56.5. I think you're right. I think we see Georgia take care of business. No problem here at all. I mean, it's been, for the most part, you know, a little bit of a scare from Missouri, but smooth sailing for the Dogs. But that matchup with Tennessee next week looms very large. I'm looking forward to that one. I'm hoping Tennessee doesn't get tripped up this week. And that sets up just a banger of a matchup for us to preview this time next week.
Oh, yeah. And then that game feeds into an LSU-Bama game that suddenly looks a lot more interesting than we ever could have thought after the way that LSU got beat by Tennessee. So, man, yeah, next Saturday is going to be ridiculous. So look for some more. Yeah, we'll have a heartier meal. That's just the appetizer this week 8. You know, so eat light, save some room, because next week we're coming in hot.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.